Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for opening up my heart, Lord, and my eyes and my understanding, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that your words will just flow freely, Lord, to encourage, Father God, the resurrection life that is found in you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and showed us the resurrection life, the inheritance, the destiny for each and every one of us. Yeah, on earth, from baby to young man to spiritual father being led by the Spirit. So we thank you. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that example. And then even in that walk, Lord, you said to your disciples, your first disciples, and thank you, we know you've called us also out of this world to know you. And so you say that to us as well. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. You say, the works that I do, you shall also do, because as much as the Father loves you, we are loved. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful gospel, the good news of salvation, the beauty of this new clothing that we can wear on a daily basis, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31 to 33. I die daily to stay in the glory of having taught you that which we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what does it advantage me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil companions corrupt good character.
So, you know, yeah, we can just see, you know, he says, be not deceived. Evil companions corrupt good character. And I think of Psalm 1, where it tells us, you know, we were once, we also sat in the seat of scoffers and in the wrong things. But praise God, we mustn't. We come out of that. Why? Because we're born again. We translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And that's where we have eternal life. That's where we have resurrection life. And what is this eternal life and resurrection life? Jesus says it in John 17, verse 3. He says, this is eternal life. It's a God quality of life. It's the same thing. And he says that you know the Father and you know the Son. So it's just so beautiful. You know, when you know the Father and you know the Son, you don't live carnally. You don't live in the flesh. You want to stay in the Spirit. And that's why you draw close in the morning to be refreshed and encouraged, so as to encourage others to go through the testing. No, you're not being tested beyond what you can handle, and God shows you the way of escape. So you break it up into chewable pieces. You come into eternity. But this eternal God quality of life is in the days of the living, because it says so beautiful. It says, our days were written while there were yet none of them. And that's your portion. That's why, as a saint, as a child of God, as born again, as the church, as a bride, your name is written in heaven, and that's the race you're running to fulfill that name. And then, so beautiful, I looked around, I tried to find a scripture that could really open up the way I understand it when Paul says, I die daily, and then we've got the Jubilee translation. And here we can see, I die daily to stay in the glory of having taught you, what he teach them, that which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. So he's teaching them what he has woken up to and in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are in Christ Jesus. He's been made to us redemption, sanctification, righteousness. And the very first thing he actually says is wisdom. So important. No wisdom. You've got your righteousness is limited. All the other aspects of the goodness of God are inheritance. So this is a beautiful translation when we understand it. And then that it's to die daily is you put on the new. We see that in Colossians chapter 3. When you're putting on the new, you're making no room for the darkness. So it's only you only halfway into repentance, into redemption, when you know what is wrong. But when you know what is right, that's where you're in the full redemption, in the full repentance, taking hold of that which is above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. You know, right in the beginning of Colossians, you've got that wonderful, I die daily, you die daily. Why? Because Jesus died for all the wrong things, and you identify that that's finished now. And just like him, you're dead to sin and you're alive to God now. And yeah, so that's a beautiful reality. And then it was just wonderful at fellowship last night. Our pastor, brother, friend Gerald shared Psalm 116. And then we saw there verse 16 again. And that's the whole understanding of dying daily so beautifully. And it says God loves the death of his saints. And then you go back to verse 12, and then you follow there, you see what the death that God loves, what he desires from us, and is to take up the cup of salvation. And the cup of salvation is the destiny and the purpose God has got for you to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And then it's calling on him and standing on your vows. Now your vows, if it's I'm going to do this or we're going to do that, you're in the wrong place, because we've always got to say we don't make promises that we can't fulfill. We say, God willing, I will do this. God willing, I'll do that. But most of all, your vows is the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord saved us. Sin has been dealt with. Righteousness is available. As we're speaking together with the Lord according to the great and precious promises, that is when we are speaking in line with the destiny, the heart of God, and the inheritance that is laid out for us. And that is living by faith. And that is making room for God to come work in our lives. Amen. So take hold of this. And then also you've got this verse 32 there. He says, I have fought with the beasts of Ephesus. Now we look in the Bible tells us what Paul done in Ephesus, and we never see him fight with animals, beasts. You would think about the lions and the things that they would have there, but it's not speaking about that. There's a scripture that says when a person, a believer, falls into the wrong way of thinking, he actually says, I was like a beast before you. So this is talking about Paul's standing up against the wrong teaching, standing up against the carnality, standing up against the sin by bringing righteousness, bringing the right things. So this is what Paul was all about, and this is what we are all about. So to sum up, we don't walk in the way of the sinner or sit in the seat of the scoffer. Bad company corrupts good character. We take hold of the Lord, and in taking hold of the Lord, that is what we push into. And what is that? The glory of what God has taught us and what God has given to us in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we got every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So be blessed, guys. Arise and shine and live by faith. Jesus' name, the righteous live by faith. Amen.
Amen.